What about letting us respond to what you said?
Of course I'll do that. Hang on a minute, Joe. Let me just...
Mr. Walsh, not Joe.
Let me just ask this morning, particularly this morning, that we might try to be civil with one another.
I'm being civil, but if you're going to lecture us, we have a right to respond.
I'm not lecturing.
Yes, you are.
Mr. Wilkins, would you like to say something? Go ahead.
Well, I'm the first to talk.
Go ahead.
Item 1227, request of Cedric J. Wilkins to address council regarding election, a candidate, and Measure 97.
Good morning.
I think Donald Trump made some good points about how the stock market's a bubble. I think we should stop going in debt to China, which he wants to have tariffs. I agree with him on that. I think the stock market is eventually supposed to crash like it did in 2008. Stock market goes up and down. My feeling, though, is we need to have social programs in Oregon. We need to have, like, free community colleges. We need to have food stamps. I will go ape if I lose my food stamps. Nobody should starve in this state. And I also believe everybody should have the right to basic health care. Preventive health care is very important. I don't know if I believe in, I'm having a discussion with Senator Merkley about super medicine. You know, can you, should be able to, there are limits to what medicine can do, and basic health care is not super medicine. But I am going to talk to PCC's president at 1 o'clock about Professor Jill Biden's proposal to have free community colleges in the United States. And I got from Merkley that the GPA for the free community college program would be 2.5. Last week, I did talk to, I talked about how Lou Frederick's one time said that in the legislature, the only thing they can agree with is, with the Republicans, is community colleges. You know, people just shouldn't eat. They should retrain for another job if they are unemployed. Housing is weird. That's kind of like, but I'm just saying is also, there's a thing called the 8-8 rule, which after the World War II, the Democrats would serve 8 years, the Republicans 8 years, back and forth. Hillary, if she had won, would be the first Democrat to be elected since 1940, or the Republicans since 1988. So I kind of expected this. But I want to go on. Measure 97 failed. I talked to people, basically. Mayor-elect Wheeler said it would not pass, and he's a treasurer. So he talked to his rich friends in Salem, so he knew what was going on. So that does not mean he was against 97. He probably voted yes, and so did I. So that's all I have to say, and I'm going on with life. Let's just make sure that President Trump doesn't hurt this state.
Okay, 12.